5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to us by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So you know what goes on there on Monday nights, Crowder, because tonight happens to be Monday night.
Yes, sir. Trivia with Big Dan.
That's right. Dan Day does the trivia. What time does trivia start tonight at the Tap Room there in Oakland Park?
It's around 7:30.
All right, around 7:30 tonight. And then how long does trivia last? Is that like a couple hours, hour and a half?
Until they stop feeding me beer, basically.
Well, Funky Buddha doesn't really stop.
So no, it's supposed to be 2 hours. 2 hours.
So where are you? You're in the main room or you're in the one of the back rooms?
Main room.
All right. And Dan Day, I've seen this before. I've never seen you do it, but you hand out, I guess, like a paper to everyone or what that they write their answers on. Is that how it works?
That's correct. You have answer sheets. You have your own scorecard. I have my own pencils that you can use and pens you can use, or you can keep them. You can steal them. I'm not upset.
And then what can they win tonight? This is Funky Buddha, the Tap Room in Oakland Park. What will the winner get?
First place, $30 in gift cards. Second place, $20. Third place, $10.
Oh, all right. So $30. You win that tonight at Funky, but can you use it that same night?
Yes.
Yeah, you get yourself some Yucca Tots and some Hop Gun or Blueberry Hop Cobbler Gun. Or Key Lime Pie. Make it count.
Yes.
All right. Give us a sampling of questions that one might hear when Dan Day is doing trivia at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park tonight. Give us a little sample here.
Yeah, we'll do some quick, easy ones to knock a couple of them out. What pair of candy bars is known for the slogan, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't?
Oh, I mean, I know that in a heartbeat.
Honey Bunches of Oats. That's why they call it the best of the bunch.
Right. That's Mounds and Almond Joy.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Yeah, all right. Everyone should get. Come on down is a phrase.
Price is right.
There you go.
All right.
Jimmy, this one's for you.
Damn.
2023 Margot Robbie film that topped the global box office that year.
Suicide Squad?
2020.
Barbie.
Oh, Barbie. I was going to say Barbie's Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a good movie, Barbie.
Okay. Got a sports question. Indiana Pacers star that tore his Achilles just 7 minutes into Game 7, 2025.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay. This one we should all know from school.
Just a race.
Well, I don't know. How else can I show that I know more of this stuff than anyone else other than blurting it out real quick?
You got to hit a button or something.
Everyone knows this one from school. What fault running underneath California separates the
San Andreas Fault?
Okay. Crowder, this one's special for you.
Knowledge.
Actually, this one is not, it's not really special for
no,
you.
No, I'm a wealth of knowledge.
Crowder, I'm going to get to one for you. Don't worry about it, but let's do this one. What Elton John song was originally written for Marilyn Monroe and later rewritten as a tribute to Princess Diana?
Oh, Norma Jean. Norma Jean.
Living on the Edge.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. As I never knew you at all. Why can't I think of the name? Da, da, da,
da. Never knew you.
Jimmy? Never knew
it's,
you.
You
want a hint?
Yeah, but I know this.
I'll say, is it Candle in the Wind?
Ah, Jimmy!
Candle in the Wind. You got it. Yeah.
Seems to me like you lived your
life. Live your life like a candle in the wind.
Man, give us some black questions.
I got you. Ellen DeGeneres, Tim McGraw, Tyler Perry, and Lil Wayne were all born in what U.S. state?
Atlanta.
Louisiana.
There you go, Crowder.
No, that's Atlanta.
Louisiana's Atlanta?
Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry's born in New Orleans.
He owns half of Atlanta.
He's born in New Orleans.
He lives in Atlanta. He was born in Louisiana.
I don't think you guys are right.
Crowder, you got that one. Discovered in
Ellen DeGeneres, she's light skinned.
Tim McGraw too. Discovered in 1799 by a French officer, what stone slab was key to deciphering Egyptian hieroglyphics?
Stone slab.
Oh, the one with the sword in it.
The only stone slab I know would be the Ten Commandments.
Stone slab that helped decipher Egyptian hieroglyphics. Help you break languages.
Thesaurus.
Yes, that's it. It's the Rosetta Stone.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, I got the Rosetta Stone for about 4 family members as gifts. It's the worst gift ever. Nobody really wants to learn another language.
Interesting. I didn't realize that that was named after that, huh?
Yeah,
I just thought it was the person who invented it was named Rosetta, like Angie's List. This is Rosetta Stone.
The only stone I knew was that stone with the sword in it that nobody could pull out, but the little boy.
Sword in the stone, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. No idea what you're talking
about. 2 quick beer questions. What type of beer will Mike and Sam be bringing me to drink at Funky Buddha tonight?
Maple bacon coffee porter.
There you go, Crowder.
Hey, this is right up my alley here.
Here we go. What beer company founded in Pottsville, Pennsylvania in 1829 is the oldest operating brewery in the United States?
Oldest operating brewery.
Coors.
Jimmy got, Sam Adams.
Jimmy got you all beat. Yingling.
Oh, Yingling.
Man, Yingling garbage. I don't know if we're a sponsor to them or whatever.
Yeah.
But
in what country is Greenwich that gives
Connecticut.
Greenwich? Wait, what? Connecticut? What country? Country, once again, not state. Greenwich, which Greenwich Mean Time has got its name from?
Greenwich, Pennsylvania.
Good job.
Greenwich, Germany.
Jimmy's probably been there, so go ahead, Jimmy.
Italy?
United Kingdom. Greenwich Mean Time.
Never been to the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom's not a country.
Yeah, the United Kingdom is a country.
No, it's a group of countries.
It's the UK.
Right. That's not a country.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. One more quick one. What British band holds the record for the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 with 20 chart toppers?
The Beatles.
Anyone else want to guess?
Monkees.
British band.
British band.
Oasis.
Most number ones. Ooh. And I'm just opening the floor for the last question.
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
It's the Beatles. It was the Beatles.
Oh,
okay. Made me go through all that rigmarole. All right, winners, I get $30.
Yeah.
Give me an Aperol Spritz.
Look, go talk to the owner of Funky Buddha, Ryan and KC. Tell them that they owe you $30 from Dan Day. Right. You good?
I'm taking it out of Aperol Spritz. All right, that was delightful. Tonight, Dan Day has trivia at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Speaking of Dan Day, let's get some sports headlines here from him. He's filling in for Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Zach Sealer got paid today. 3-year extension, $67.75 million with $44 million guaranteed and the average of $22.5 million annually. He is the highest paid Dolphin defensive player.
All right.
I was born too early. Goodness gracious.
A lot of bread, man.
Marlins coming off a sweep of the Yankees. They host the Astros tonight at 6:40. Sandy Alcantara going to be the starting pitcher.
See what the props on old Sandy are tonight.
Came around on Bendix?
No. I think he's doing... No. I'm not saying that he's... I'm not down... Bendix, I'm not up Bendix. I mean, it's so early on. Like, listen, they're an upside surprise, no question, but they're a 500 baseball team. I mean, let's not get it twisted here. He didn't exactly pull a money ball and win a World Series.
They're 55-55. They're supposed to be 10-100.
I got you. They're an upside surprise. I give them all the credit. They're fun. I enjoy rooting for them. I enjoy watching them. Like I'm thrilled that the Marlins are doing what they're doing. But I mean, what are we're crowning Peter Bendix now?
Yes, I am.
No, I don't get that.
And what he did in Tampa too. It's not like he's in Tampa he brought in when they had their
yes.
run.
Absolutely. He's got to do it here, though. Sandy over-under tonight on strikeouts is 4.5.
Yeah, he's been around there. I don't quite remember the ending of Moneyball, but you said he hadn't pulled a Moneyball and won the World Series yet. Or whether you were just saying that in sequence.
Well, didn't Oakland win a World Series?
No. They didn't even win a playoff series.
Moneyball.
They couldn't even win a playoff series. But they got into the playoffs. That was the success of it.
But it's pretty much like the show where it's a bunch of names you don't know, and he's playing these analytic games, and he brings in the guys, and like, yeah, Xavier, and yeah, all like these young guys we never know of, and then they ball out. This is exactly what the movie was.
That was Brad Pitt in that movie.
Yeah, Billy Bean.
He's a looker.
Jonah Hill.
Bean, he's a looker. Jonah Hill's not a looker.
Jonah Hill, you've heard my take. I believe he's one of the greatest American actors alive right now.
He's got some range.
Alive?
That's the thing, because of the range. Think about it. His character, I mentioned Wolf of Wall Street earlier, but Wolf of Wall Street, like, that character is brilliant. What's the one where they're running guns? What's the run with I love that movie.
Hawk, you're talking about, like,
War Dogs.
But what's the lady you just said? Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
So we're talking about Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Denzel, and Jonah Hill? Hawk, come on, man.
No, I'm not putting Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie in there.
Jonah Hill is a better actor than Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Brad Pitt? What? Brad Pitt's characters move you? In what way? He plays the same character in everything he does.
Jonah Hill, Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio. They're in the same area.
I'm telling you that Jonah Hill has the range of a great actor, from Superbad to Wolf of Wall Street and War Dogs. And I could go on. I got to look at his filmography because he's got so many different types of movies.
Kevin Bacon. And I don't know. I'm just yelling at
you. Just blurting out names.
I just don't see Jonah Hill in that elk of like greatest actors in the world or the America. Like, that's crazy.
Well, looking at the filmography, I may have been a little overzealous. I may have been a little overzealous.
He's got range and some good movies.
But he does have range.
He does have range. But that's what got me. American actors, like.
Yeah. That's how much I love War Dogs, though.
Okay, because, we can't talk about Tom Hanks and Jonah Hill in the same.
Right.
That was a good example. Right. Tom Hanks was a little stronger than some of the other.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's hard to fight.
Hey, man, I like me some Margot Robbie now. Y'all can go to hell.
Oh,
I do too,
but I'm not certain that there's any range.
Oh. Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
That's my range.
And then the Joker's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
That's Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
I never saw it.
Idris Elba. I think he's British.
He is.
He's in The Office.
Idris Elba?
Yeah, it plays Charles Minor, right?
I've never seen The Office.
Oh. Is his story arc. Isn't he Charles Minor?
Yeah.
Jimmy doesn't
know. Idris Elba's black.
Are you talking about the UK version of The Office?
No, I'm talking about the American version.
I wouldn't be surprised. Idris
Elba's not in The Office.
I'll go with Hawk because he watches it all the time on TV with the commercials.
Yeah, no. Idris Elba.
Yeah, I believe it.
Is in The Office?
Yep.
Now that's a good looking man there.
That's part of the story arc.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, now. Yeah. Now you remember, Jimmy? Thanks for backing me up. Jackass.
Jimmy, you don't do nothing. Jason Momoa, he's on my list of men I raised.
Jason Momoa shaved his beard.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't like it. He had to do it for a movie role, and he doesn't like it.
Terrible in Minecraft.
Yeah. No one knows what that is.
No.
Let's do some weather. It's hot. We're on 90. Chances of rain throughout the day going to be like that most of the week. That's weather.
All right. If you get a chance to go to Funky Buddha tonight, you can see Dan Day hosting trivia at the Tap Room in Oakland Park.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour tonight. Dan Day will be hosting trivia at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Got a little sample of his trivia earlier this hour. Seeing if anything else is going on. I'm checking their Instagram right now. Funky Buddha. Just a picture of a flight of beer right now on their Instagram. It happens to look very, very tasty.
Sounds about right. I love it.
Oh, it says, take flight. The International Beer Week goddess continues through, goodness, excuse me, continues through Thursday. I didn't know it was International Beer Week. So you can enjoy an international flight or an IPA flight.
Oh,
Funky Buddha tonight, all the way through Thursday. That sounds delicious.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Cheetah Pompano, it's a good spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment. The most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has got that amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. Cheetah Palm Beach has a couple of big events coming up this month. Wednesday, August 20th is their bartender bash. You can come see your favorite bartender, hostess, waitress, grace all three stages, along with over 100 beautiful entertainers. They're going to have an open bar 6 till 7, a platinum VIP card giveaway, and a free gourmet carving station as well. That is Wednesday, August 20th at Cheetah Palm Beach. Of course, you know Cheetah Palm Beach has that Champagne Sunday brunch party, the most fun brunch in the Palm Beaches. That's a great spot for the weekend. Every day happens to be a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. Larry Bluestein is up after us this evening. And again, you can see Dan Day at Funky Buddha tonight in Oakland Park. And we're going to reconvene and do the same thing tomorrow, by the way, on this very radio station. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins. Go Sandy. We will speak with you manana.
What do we rise into the Raptors?